lift your hands and let's worship, honor, and adore. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you for the privilege. The praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Be glorified. Be honored. Be adored. Thank you. And thank you. Breathe upon this service this morning. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And in verse 1 all the way to verse 8, I want to commend everyone came in for the crossover and you are still here this morning. The Lord strengthen us and cause his purpose in our lives to be fulfilled in the precious name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 16 verse 1, he said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Jump to verse 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I'm speaking very sharply on the theme of the year. The glory is risen. And our objective this morning is to understand the responsibilities to function in the realm of risen glory. Responsibilities in order to function in that realm of risen glory. Why are years declared? What is the aim of prophesying the year? Because when the earth began, God spoke. Before God does something, he says something. The sayings of God precedes the doings of God. Reality is a child of prophecy. What is prophesied determines what can be realized. Prophecy is the mother of reality. Reality is the child of prophecy. What is not declared cannot be cleared. In the realm of the spirit, if it must be cleared, it must be declared. He said, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. In Numbers chapter 14 verse 28, he said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. As you have spoken in my ears. In Isaiah chapter 44 verse 26. He performed. He confirmed the word of his servant. And performed the counsel of his messengers. That said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Somebody say amen. That is why declarations are necessary. God does not confirm assumptions. He confirms declarations. God does not confirm assumptions. He confirms declarations. Having said that, it is made very clear by spiritual revelations in the course of months that the year we are stepping into is the year where glory rises. The glory is risen. It's not what we used to know. It shifted level. And beyond that, it is a season where the glory of individuals, that is, no, the Bible said there is one glory of the moon and one glory of the sun, another glory of the stars, and one star differeth from another in glory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, every one of us, we were created to manifest a dimension of glory. That glory that belonged to your life, 1 Corinthians 15, 41, that what, there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. The glory of the UK is different from the glory of the US. By divine design. The glory Nigeria is meant to manifest to this generation is different from the glory Ghana is meant to manifest, for example. The glory your life is meant to radiate is different from mine. That is why he said in Isaiah, I believe, chapter 35, verse 1 or 2, that the glory of Lebanon shall be given to her. The glory of Lebanon shall be given. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. If there is a glory of Lebanon, there is a glory of Nigeria. There is a glory of your life. If the devil took that glory, what the Lord is saying to us is this year, that glory shall rise. If the glory was buried, if the glory was diverted, if the glory was lost, this year it shall be returned. It shall rise. Can you say a louder amen? Amen. Say amen like you are a believer. The glory of your family that the devil tried to bury shall rise. I prayed for one. All right, let me start it from this. One of the Young men that grew up with me the other day were talking on the phone. And he said, you are one of those people that God has helped to maintain a glory that existed in your line. That's the way he put it. He said, you are one of those who ensure that your father's name, the name we used to hear in those days, is not lost. I was shocked when he mentioned that. And that reminded me of what another young man was telling me. I had prayed for him, assisted him here and there. He's now a big man, he's somewhere functioning in a big position somewhere, and he said, you assisted me to ensure that my father's name is not lost. His father used to be an important person in those days. He was struggling and suffering. Do you understand what I'm saying? What's the meaning of that? Abraham's father had greatness that was meant to happen, that was cut short on the road. Abraham stepped in and realized what even his father could not realize. I was talking about the glory of nations, the glory of individuals, the glory of families, the glory of communities. Am I communicating at all? That glory that belongs to your nation, that belongs to your community, that belongs to your family, that belongs to you as a person, that the devil tried to bury, I announce today, there is a restoration of that glory. There is a restoration of that glory. And some people say, I inherited nothing from my lineage other than liabilities. Father, native doctor. People, water priest. Congratulations all the same. God is using you to start a new generation. To start a new order. A new order of glory. A new order of honor. A new order of fame. A new order of dignity. You believers, shout the Lord and say amen. And without any doubt, with our nation, Nigeria is on the verge of an exploding glory. Nigeria used to be known. How many of you know that Nigeria was known for everything good? Brain, intelligence, everything good. Everything good. You will never believe that there was a time where the Nigerian naira was stronger than the dollar. Stronger than the dollar. Stronger than the pound. Our elders used to tell us in those days, when they arrived at the United Kingdom, they are rushing for Nigerian currency. Did you bring some naira? Can we buy from you? It was the hard currency of those days. It was foreign exchange. You arrive in the UK without visa. And the question is, how long do you want to stay? They gave you on arrival. I want to stay for 6 months. Stay. I want to stay for 1 month. Stay. The respect and the dignity was there. Until disastrous leadership syndrome. Chronic disastrous. The only natural disaster we have are leadership disasters. We don't have hurricane. We don't have volcano. No earthquake. Other places have such disasters. Our disasters are the leaders. Chronic, disastrous leadership. Human beings are our volcano. They are our earthquake. They are our hurricane. You can name them. You know, hurricanes are Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane this and that. You can call the various leaders that have dealt with us, call them hurricane, anything. I will not mention the name, I leave it for you. We are under a current hurricane now. That has dealt with fuel price, dealt with house rent, dealt with everything. Don't know of any season where people are committing as more suicide as this season.
brought somebody to my office the other day, a drunk sniper, wants to die. But that glory is being returned. That amen can be better than that. That glory is being returned. That glory is being returned. That glory is rising right now. That glory is being recovered right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Your personal, what God has shown you about yourself, the glorious realm you are meant to operate in, the mantle of fire and power, financial mantle, and the kind of things God wants you to touch that the devil says you cannot touch. That glory that is allocated for you. We're in the season where that glory is about to arrive. This is the first Sunday of the year, as well as the first day of the year. Let demons hear your amen. Let the angels hear your amen. Before this year goes very far, you have stepped into what God has in store for your life. Before this year goes very far, your family has stepped into what God has in store for them. Before this year goes very far, Nigeria has stepped into what God has in store for us. If you are saying amen, shout a louder believers, amen. No altar can stop this. No ancestral curse can stop this. No generational curse can stop this. No witchcraft power can stop this. No occultic power can stop this. You believers, shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say your light has come. And your glory is rising. The glory of the Lord is rising. Look at someone and say, you have known a level of glory before, but get ready for a higher level, a risen level. The glory is rising. It's rising. It's rising. And all eyes shall see it. Shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Just to remind you, and for the sake of those who may not have been here yesterday or overnight, we talked about 7 or 8 dimensions, the season we are in. Can you place it on the screen one by one? It shall be a season of revival explosion. An explosion in the terms of spiritual fire and passion. Effortless spirituality. Fasting easily. Praying easily. Worshipping easily. Evangelizing easily. A heart for God. A heart for God. Like never before. Where people will take a leave from the office for 1 week. What do you want to do? I just want to wait on the Lord. Are you flying to Paris? No. I want to use this week for evangelism. I want to work for God. I want to do something for God. I realize I don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. So I must use my life to serve God. It's a revival explosion. Number 2 is going to be the glory rise, like we just said, the glory release and glory restoration. That realm of glory, and this is for your life, for your family, this is for your community as the case may be, this is for your nation, your country, and the church, the body of Christ. The rise in glory, the rise in glory, the release of glory, and the restoration where it was lost. Meaning of this is we are going to hear miracles that will blow our minds. That is, what the person just said now, that this kind of thing only happens in dunamis. Somebody was telling me something, a pastor based in Asaba. He said he connected to this ministry, and after the something happened, and the person, and he was sharing the testimony with somebody, and the man said, a political or somebody might say, this kind of thing, we only used to hear it in dunamis. He also mentioned, I think, Redeemer, so. But this kind of thing, this is the only place we used to hear it. How did that happen? There is going to phone just disappeared from Lube to Kuje. Not Lube to come and eat Goro, Kuchin Goro. That one is on the same axis. Lube and Kuchin Goro and Pia Kasa. Shop Goro, Chica, which is a short form of Chicago. On the airport road here. All the way from this axis to another axis. Phone missed here. It was found in the basket somewhere. You heard the testimony of that sister that was healed of the neck affliction, whose neck was making noise like 200 times in a day. Was going to America for surgery. I'm sure you remember Europe. She gave offering after the healing in dollar and put it in the offering basket and returned and went home, opened her bag and saw the same offering back in the same envelope in the same currency. Because she gave me the say, I want to thank God with, I want to appreciate you with this offering. I say, for what? For healing. I say, I can't receive it. I'm not the one who healed you. If you are going to appreciate anybody, put it in the offering basket. She went and put it in the offering basket, and the offering returned back to her bag at home. That is, God is saying, my servant does not need the money. Me too, I don't need the money. I don't need the money for your healing. I heal you free of charge. She found the money in the same envelope, in the same dollars, found it in her bag at home. That's right. They are showing how to us on the screen there. She found the same money, found the same thing in her envelope, in the bag at home. Those are mysterious miracles. That's how the phone disappeared and went there. These mysterious miracles. I want you to brace up. Just look at them and say, brace up. Brace up. Because you are about to hear some things about your own life. Testimonies in your own life that will be a surprise to yourself. In your own life, not that you heard it, that it happened to somebody else. If it was somebody else, you would have doubted it's not possible. But now it was you it happened to. So there is no way you could have doubted it. The path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more and more and more unto the perfect day. Somebody say aloud, amen. If the phone can be transported like that, I mean, and already we have seen how the woman disappeared from the middle of the kidnappers and found herself on the highway. We're going to see all manner of that escalated. Shout the loudest, amen. All right, let me rush through because we dealt with this already. The glory is number 3. We're talking about light explosion, where God will open our eyes to see things out of scripture and things out of the spirit realm, mysteries unveiled that will amaze you. Oh, is this the reason why this problem has been there? Is this the reason why I have not been able to get this kind of result? Is this what I need to do to shift to my next level all this while? I am not aware. Light explosion. Nothing hid around your life that is frustrating your destiny that will not be exposed. Everything that is the reason why you are stagnated, is the reason why you are frustrated, is the reason why life is not the way it should be. In this season, they shall be exposed. They shall be unveiled. Anything you need to do for your life to move to where it must move to, in this season, it shall be unveiled. That mystery behind recurrent affliction. You are sick today, sick tomorrow. You have done what you are meant to do and yet it is happening. It shall be unveiled. It shall be uncovered. The reason why there is a negative cycle around your life, in this season, the light shall shine upon it. Ay, 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 ay. And it shall be exposed. It shall be unveiled. He says there is nothing hid that shall not be revealed. Whatever is hid around you, that is a torment in your life, a torment in your family, a torment in your destiny, in this season they shall be unveiled. They shall be uncovered. They shall be unraveled. Shall the Lord say, amen. Slight explosion number 4. It's darkness humiliation. I like this one. This is the burial of witches. The death of the occultist. This is the burial, mass burial of terrorists. Mass burial of bandits. Mass burial of ritualists. Complete frustration of corrupt people. Now, anybody who will not let this country rest, with the power of darkness, they will see humiliation and elimination. There are those who will not live to see the season we are about to enter. The glory that the nation is about to explode in. There are those who will not live to see it. Mark it. There are those who will not live to see it. They don't know that God controls their breath and controls their heartbeat and controls their urinary system and controls the whole of their system. They beat their chest like demigods. There are those who will not see the glory that the nation, we are just about the brink of the glory. And then before you know it, they become history. They become history. They become history. There are many who will not see the glory we are about to step into. I prophesy by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God upon my life. Every agent of darkness around your life, around my life, around my family, around your destiny. Agent of darkness that will not let us rest, will not let the nation rest, will not let your family rest, not let yourself rest. I decree in this season, they shall be laid to rest. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say the loudest amen. Say the loudmost amen. Look at your neighbor. Say every force of darkness around your life shall be thoroughly humiliated. As I see now, I saw a vision transiently where there is an altar in somebody's father's house that will be destroyed. They will just wake up and realize that the altar has just been destroyed. The altar has broken. Another one that just caught fire. Somebody shout power! Take your seat. That is the humiliation of the forces of darkness. And then number five is honor, dignity, distinction for the saints. Honor. Honor. The days where they look down on the church and say, poor as church rat, those days are over forever. People will consider it honorable to relate with you. Honorable to be associated with you. Honorable. Honorable. They will see the glory of your father on you. And give you the honor. Ay, 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 ay. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? They will see the glory. He said the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It's risen upon you. They will see a signature of the El Shaddai. In this December, when the president of one of the countries sent his son to represent him, I'm sure many of you remember, just this December. So he came to the office, we were talking. He said, I want to thank you so much for the hospitality and the honor you have given to me. I said, why? He said, when the people were receiving him at the airport and they were taking him to where he was to stay, he said, are these people aware that he is not the president? That maybe there is a confusion somewhere. I am not the president. I am only his son. He sent me to represent. Did they make a mistake? I said, they made no mistake. You didn't come in your name. You came in the name of your father. And so. Anything we should do, if we are to receive him, we should do to receive you and put you in the best place that we have available. If anywhere we can keep you, it means there's nothing better than that. And you say, wow, thank you, sir. Am I communicating? You don't represent yourself. He said, his glory shall be seen upon you. His glory shall be seen upon you. Not just your glory being restored, but the mark of your Father, the signature of El Shaddai. It will give you honor. It will give you dignity. It will give you royalty. If you believe, shout the loudest, amen. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Say a louder believer, say amen. The meaning of that is everything that is called shame, every trace of shame, every trace of disgrace, every trace of reproach, whatever you are ashamed of around your life right now, or concerning your children, or concerning your loved ones, your wife, your husband, today that shame shall be buried. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And then, number six, supernatural supplies. If I want to dwell on this, it may take a whole month. But you don't have an idea the level of resources that God has planned for the church. Kings shall come. Now, let's read from verse 3. He said, Isaiah 60, Gentiles shall come to your light, kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift your eyes round about and see, they gather themselves together in verse 5. Then you shall see and flow together, and your heart shall fear and be enlightened, because the abundance from oversee, even abundance from within the sea shall be converted unto thee. That is wealth that is arriving in ships. To thee, shipload, truckload, the forces is the Hebrew word kail, is the same as wealth of the Gentiles, shall come to thee. The multitude of camels will cover thee, and the dromedaries, I looked at it and said, the children of the camels, camel babies of Midian and Ephah, and all day from Sheba, you know, the queen of Sheba came with gold. They shall bring gold and incense. Hiya. I just want you to open up your heart. What? I want you to stop thinking in terms of looking for a car to drive, a house to live in. Think in terms of existence as a generational financial institution. And not just for the sake of having money, but for the sake of punishing the devil with money. For the sake of invading the nations of the earth with massive resources. The other day they showed me pictures of home sale in India. I don't know if you have that, the clip of that. We could send it to them. They showed me house fellowship in India. And I told my wife, I said, India, I am going there. Because before I entered ministry, the vision was strong for India and Southeastern Asia. She's aware of it. Every time I preach, I'll mention India is waiting. Southeast Asia is waiting. That is 30 years ago. She said she heard that word Southeast Asia from my mouth for the first time in her life 30 something years ago. And I saw India. I saw house sale in India. Oh, India is what I have been waiting for. India is what I have been waiting for. We are going to India. And then we have the Pakistan there. Please show me those clips there. You know what? We'll go there with cargo aircraft, carrying food supplies, carrying cloth, carrying things to the poorest of the poor there. Another cargo carrying his instruments. Show, that's right. DAC India. Show the other clip. No, no, India, India. There are two clips of them you showed me the other day, full of Indian people right there. Another ship in the air, bus in the air. They call it Airbus. Carrying maybe 300 church workers. Media crew, crusade team, ushers, counselors, protocol, prayer band, yes, very critical. They will even go ahead, 2-3 weeks ahead of the crusades. Just punishing the devil with massive resources. The way the devil is punishing the world, using money to sponsor terrorists. Using money to sponsor Antichrist agenda. Some of the people pushing that men must marry men, women must marry women, and all those kind of terrible things that you hear around the world, they are backed by heavy billionaires in dollars. But he said, I want to give my money because I own the earth. I want to give my money to my church. And I want that money to be used to rescue the lost. I want that money to be used to plant churches around the world like fire. Organize crusades like fire everywhere. Somebody say amen. November 18th, when Sunday service here, after our daughter's wedding on the 17th. And I was meant to be, December. And I was meant to be in Upa village that same day for crusade. Crusade team had gone. Everybody had gone. And then flight situation just, that's the India I was telling you about. How do you find that? Now imagine 100,000 of these people packed in a stadium experiencing God. With churches all over India, from the north to the south, east to the west. Almost how many, 70 or how many percentage Hindu religion. They almost named India after their god, Hindustan. Yes, in those days. Yes. The way you have Pakistan, Tajikistan and all of that. They were meant to Hindustan. Am I coming? That is how. And Hindu is so violent, they burn people alive for converting or for anything. See God gathering them together to himself. When I saw this picture, my heart went there. See, I want to step there. So, we couldn't move on Sunday because of flight situation that didn't work out. Helicopter, they said there's... Get us a helicopter. Oh, there is just one functional in Abuja here, apart from the force military or force helicopters. So, you can't get a whole helicopter in the whole place here. So we couldn't travel that day. But the people are gathered in the field already. Plenty. So we transmitted from this altar here. I am preaching from here. The interpreter is interpreting there. And then, after I finished praying here, any miracle that could have happened, if we were there in person, happened. See altar call. I was not there in person. I was not there in person. I stood here and gave altar call. Crutches were up. Parallel, all man, anything. On Until when I went the next day, it appeared to me as if they were more excited when I wasn't there. I think this will be the second night now. This is where I'm going. That we now realize that I can stand here and hold 5 crusades at once. Hey! Our media people say they have just seen something now. That if I can stand here and minister there and all everything happen, then it means all they need to buy is a set of equipment that can connect 5 locations at once. So we have crusade, we have crusade stage light equipment times 5 or times 10. So the stages are set everywhere at the same time. You stand from one location, and by the time you finish ministering, blind man is healed in Mina. A deaf ear opened in Bauchi. Canada, a cripple rose. Or time zones, they can hold their own crusade in the daytime. Or you hold the 5 crusades at the same time zone. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then the devil is just being punished everywhere, calamity for hell, everywhere. How many of you are going to get plenty money? You are going to get plenty money. You are going to get plenty money. You are going to get plenty money for the invasion of the kingdom of darkness, for the expansion of the kingdom. You are going to get plenty money. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. That is Dunamis, Pakistan. I want to go there. It's exploding. They have more than one branch, about 3 or 4 in Pakistan right now. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Stand on your feet, lift your hands, say in the name of Jesus, I will have money. Plenty money. Say for the sake of the kingdom. Say it louder. For the sake of the kingdom, I will have money. I will have money. Plenty money. And this year we shall not talk about money apologetically. I used to be very careful so that nobody is classified as, okay, these are some of those people looking for people's money. Now anybody can say what they want. Provided our conscience is clear and the motive is clean and we are not looking for money to have a car to drive or money to have a dress to wear. I don't need to look for money for dress to wear or house to live in for the rest of my life. But I need money to break the head of the devil. Hey! Hey! Money must come massively to rest. When I stood in Otuko the other day, and I realized, when Jesus preached the gospel, he healed the sick. He gave them physical food also. Because you can heal somebody's leg pain, but you can't heal stomach with healing power. It's a different medication that has to be physical. And I saw the hopelessness on the eyes of the people. Somebody told me, say, that crusade is their Christmas gift. That is, it is the only good thing that happens to them in a year. People are in the fence everywhere. He said, it is the only good, if the year is coming, that is what they look forward to. And I said, okay, we cannot come here. And then after their body is healed, they are still going back to look for what to eat. I am going to anybody here who has a trade to do, but you don't have the money to start the trade. Maybe you have learned tailoring. Maybe you are a shoemaker. Maybe you are something and you don't have the money. Go to our church office tomorrow by 12. let the pastor interview you. By the time you are interviewed and you are able to prove that you have a trade but you don't have money, we will be ready to empower the first 100 people. Some 250,000, 500,000, whatever be the range, we'll be able to empower you. And then very soon, we'll shift it to 1,000. Very soon, 2,000. Very soon, 10,000. And as I was saying that, if it is 500,000 averagely, and 100 people equals 50 million. Do you understand that now? 100 people, you gave just 500,000. That equals 50 million. 1,000 people equals 500 million. Half a billion. 2,000 people equals 1 billion. That you will give to them to help them. And I just mentioned we are trusting God for 10,000 people. Do you know what is going to happen? It's going to happen where one of us will say, I want to take 1,000 people. I want to take 100 people. Not just in that location, but all locations around the world. I want to take 100 people. I want to take 50 people. I want to take 5 people. That is why you must have money. Are you hearing me? Looking for what to eat, looking for where to sleep. I bought a new dress, bought a new phone. That is useless survivor. That is useless survival existence. You don't know what it means to live until you know what it means to give. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. So now you begin to think, you begin to see what God is saying. I want to empower the church, empower my people with massive resources for evangelism, massive resources for charities, massive resources to rescue. I think there is an orphanage of the Catholic in Kujira right here that is within our welfare. Plenty of them. I remember the other day I saw, I think one or two. Every orphanage in Abuja, except we don't know them, has an allocation from us every month. These are things you don't know. Except we are not aware that the orphanage exists. If it exists, there is one we built a whole building for them. He said that they were demolishing where they were because it wasn't all right. Do you have a new place we can build? Yes, we built it for them. It's another ministry, another church. When we're distributing relief material, the other day I saw two reverend sisters with their reverend sister garment who came with the orphanage that they came with. I said, "Oh, you people are." Oh, you are welcome. We are happy to have you. I was so touched that they were open to receive from us. That is where you can come in. I say, I want to take one of those orphanages every month. I want to take anywhere there is a relief work going on, a charities work. I want to be available there every month. You saw the crowd at the cross overnight. We might be needing like 100 buses or 200 brand new buses that will pick people from everywhere. That is part of your own evangelism. I want to be involved in the transportation of my brethren to church so that nobody is unable to come to church because of no transport. I buy 2 buses, I buy 5 buses, I buy 10 buses. Or I contribute. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I want us to come to the point where this is the kind of mindset that is driving you. We are building like 100 viewing centers on this airport road. 100 centers where people will do midweek service. And then all of them will come here on Sunday. That is interior places in this side. Some are not motorable. That is already ongoing. It's already ongoing. Am I communicating? to give everybody access to worship God. And you are saying, Lord, here am I. I want to build one of those locations. Or I want to rent facility for one of them. Or I want to buy equipment for any of them. And Lord, I don't need money for myself, but I need money for you. That was what Hannah told God. When she prayed for a child until there was no child, she now told God, now, I am not looking for a child for myself. I know that your house needs a prophet. Eli has failed. Eli's children are not walking in the way of his of their father. Give me a son so I can give back that son to you. You are the one in need, not me. You need a priest. Give me a son and you will have a priest. God says, is that right? This is how people should be speaking. He said, all right, take son. And she said, all right, take priest. After she gave God what God needed, the balance was a walkover. She didn't need to pray for children anymore. The children came naturally. If you trust God for resources for his kingdom, prayer for your own resources has ended. Looking for money for yourself ended. Because he will baptize you with such a massive level of resources, such that when the tap is flowing water for people, the tap, the pipe cannot be dry. To not lack water. If God sees you as a channel through which he can passage his resources, you will never struggle for what to eat. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I am ready for the release of your resources in this end time. I am ready for the release of your resources. I am ready, Lord. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat and let's round off. And then, oh my God. The explosion. Supernatural supplies explosion like never before. Number 7 is the submission of royalties and nobles. Kings shall come to the brightness of our rising. The submission of royalties and nobles. And then I believe number 8 is supernatural flight. On your marks, get set, fly. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Say after me, say, the time has come for my life to finally take off. Say, I have been taxiing for a long time. You know how the aircraft taxis on the tarmac? Say, I have been taxiing for a long time. It is time to take off. And I am ready to take off. Say, who are these that fly? I want you to understand that I am not just speaking. Look at that. The young lady that is just being engaged to go to the United Kingdom as a veterinary surgeon. I don't know what work she was doing here all this while. But God, she was jobless. Somebody said, take off. Totally jobless, but now had CV with that she discounted 3 years or 4 years. She gave herself 4 years discount. If she is 40, she says she's 36 or so, so that she can get a job. So that they say, oh, she's young enough. And she cleaned all that out. And God said, get ready to fly. She's getting a job that they will train you for 3 sessions, 2 million naira for per training, free of charge. Health insurance is done. Everything is done. Residence permit is ready, waiting for you. From one extreme to another extreme. I don't know the extreme. The devil has kept you all this while. But like I said to them at the crossover last night, every testimony you hear in this season is a revelation of what God is about to do in your life. I decree right now, you are taking off. Say the loudest amen. Take your seat very, very quickly. And what are the keys or say it like this, what are our responsibilities in this season of the risen glory? Every time God gives you possibilities, He gives you responsibilities. Every time He gives you provisions, He gives you conditions. If He says He wants to give you a gain, it means there is something to pay. The Lord bless you all in Birmingham, in Manchester, in Croydon. That, which one is that down there? The London Central. Sheffield. Hallelujah. What are our responsibilities? Number one, belong to the kingdom of light. I spoke this extensively last night. Don't mix God and the devil. There are those who think God is not enough, so they have God plus, Bible plus. God alone is more than enough for you. Let there be nothing shady around your life. Let there be nothing dubious about your life in terms of my mother used to tell us, have you ever seen me with charm? Have you ever seen me consult a familiar spirit? Have you ever seen anybody around that whose identity you don't like? See, I have not added anything to God. That is who I am introducing you to. I have not added anything to God. She saw the vision of the Lord in 1957 or 58, where Jesus said, hold, just if it is the skirt of my garment, hold it. I am enough for you. That was what she held. Am I communicating? Most times children don't follow the faith of their fathers, most times, or their parents, because they see their parents do things that are different from what they said. Father is on the phone and child is coming and he has to hide the phone in a hurry because the child must not see what he is seeing. child cannot be free in the space of his father. No. See, this man used to go to church. In fact, he even used to preach, but there is something dubious about him. Belong to the kingdom of light. It is either God or God, not God or the devil. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I belong to the kingdom of light, and I am not mixing anything with God. I believe in God, and I believe in God. Number two, avoid the unfruitful works of darkness. All right? ICT already have my notes, so. Avoid, go ahead. Avoid the unfruitful works of darkness. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. All have sinned and come short of glory. Romans 3, 23. Every time you embrace the lifestyle of sin, you are bringing the glory realm under attack. Your choice for sin is choice against glory. Your choice to lie, choice to be fraudulent, to be crooked, is choice against glory. Avoid it. Number three, embrace the light of the word. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Embrace the light of the word. There is always a connection between light and the glory. Isaiah chapter 58, in verse 6 and in verse 8, he said, this is the fast I have chosen. When you move to verse 8, it talks about how your light shall break forth. And at the last part of it, said, and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Light in front of you means glory behind you. Reward at your, in your rear. Embrace the light. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see out of the word of God what I have not seen before. While you are in the midst of the service, be alert. Let your spirit be open. Because one light can drop something you never knew before. Or something you thought you knew, that God opens you up to for the first time again. And that breaks you forth into the glory realm. I began to see some glorious dimensions in healing ministry. In terms of the quantity and quality of healings happening. By light from scripture. I saw this, bam. And I stepped into service one day, and all of a sudden, almost everybody there was it. Almost everybody. You just saw something. Bam! You stepped in there. Embrace the light of the word. Number four, embrace the lifestyle of passionate praying. Passionate praying. Luke chapter 9, verse 29. The Bible said, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. And his raiment was white and glittering as he prayed. Coming Monday, we are starting corporate prayer and fasting. And beyond that, your personal prayer life and fasting. I enjoy the prayer season in the night so much. The other day I said to my wife, I said, this prayer, seasons of prayer in the night is not something that is negotiable. Yeah, it's possible to work it out. And work it out with the early morning prayer as well. See, I just finished praying for hours and I just lay down and 4 or 5 revelations at once, just like water. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. The way of the glory is a way of prayer. Is a way of prayer. Is a way of prayer. Is the way of prayer. Is the way of prayer. Praying in the spirit. Praying abundantly. Praying extensively. Praying without season. The January prayer and fasting is to kickstart you for the year. So that no matter what, your prayer life is not permitted to drop. And before it drops, we come again with July fasting. Hallelujah. Embrace the lifestyle of passionate prayer. Number 5. Exist as a kingdom servant. A servant. A kingdom servant. You want to see the glory. Be committed to kingdom service. Exist as a kingdom servant. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee, the water multiplied, turned into wine. And the Bible said, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee in verse 11. And that miracle happened because servants were there who served. In verse 5, she said to the servants, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Commitment to kingdom service. Am I communicating at all? Service in the church. And I can, if you ask me to tell you what God considers the most critical service, is the service of souls. The rescue of the lost is the heartbeat of God. What did I say? The rescue of the lost is the heartbeat of God. The reason why we are doing ushering, we are doing choiring, we are doing everything we do is to make the place comfortable enough for souls to come and be saved. So any service you are doing in church that is driving away people from church is useless, demonic service. Any service you are doing in church, whether it's security, protocol, anything that makes people to hate coming to church or to go, is demonic assignment. And all of us should serve with this in mind. Our assignment is to make room for the lost to come and be saved. Is to make the place welcome enough, comfortable enough. To make the place exciting enough, interesting, anointed enough for them to come and be saved. So you bear that in mind in your departmental service. At the same time, going out on assignment to bring in the lost. Am I communicating at all? Is everybody hearing me at all? Heads of department and departmental leaders, ask yourself, in what way is this department contributing to the growth of the kingdom in this house? In what way have we enlarged? There are departments that have never grown. The same people are together with themselves. And the meaning of that is, as they are not growing, their assignment, their input in the church is not contributing nothing. Someone say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Of course, hitting the road by yourself, rescuing people and bringing them in this year of revival is part of your assignment. That was number 5. I'm going to add 2 more that was not on the original script. Number 6, commitment. Be committed to divine instruction. God, what do you want me to do? Doing what God wants you to do releases the glory. Divine instruction. John chapter 2 verse 5. Whatsoever he says unto you, do. Divine instruction will come from the mouth of your pastor. From the altar. Divine instruction will come as you read the Bible by yourself. Divine instruction will come in revelation. That was what the testimony coordinator just said. Like, it's good to follow divine instruction. When the pastor said, somebody brought his CV and he was about to pray for the CV and the age was not correct. I said many things about that. This lady took it as an instruction to go and correct her CV. See the glory that came out of it. There are people who sit in church and when the pastor is speaking, it's not for me, it's maybe for somebody else. Come to the point where you sit in church and act as if you are the only person they are talking to. Commitment to divine instruction. Lord, am I disobeying you in anything? Go on evangelism. No way. Win souls. It's not for me. I have more problems than that. There are those who just, they have never carried out an instruction. Nothing that was said that they did. Not through the pastor, not to them directly. Commitment to divine instruction. We used to hear this song. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen. Pay close attention, for God has something to say. Hallelujah. I will listen. I will listen, and pay close attention, for God. Sing it one more time. God. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. This is day one of the month, so it is important of the year. It's important for us to be loaded sufficiently for the journey ahead. Be committed to divine instruction. And number 7, be committed to giving him the glory. Be committed to giving God his glory. Another way I would have said it is, be dead to self. You are not struggling to be praised. You are not giving to pride. You are not giving to arrogance. You don't see any result in your life as a result you deserve. God wants to raise billionaires out of this place such that when people see you and they say you have 10 naira, they won't believe because you don't look it. You are not braggadocious. You wear such a garment of meekness. I know one such man. When he came close to me at first and I gave him some prophetic word that God was going to enlarge him. He was doing business in one state of the country, then the second state. I said God will spread him even beyond Nigeria. He has businesses in 34 states now and other countries of the world. As at now, he says he can buy property the way you buy Tom Tom. That is. If it is hard for you to buy sweet, then it could be hard for him to buy anything. If you see him and they say he has 5 naira, he is standing still in the church as an usher, directing people, sit here, sit there. If God is not afraid for his glory, he wouldn't be afraid to release it. There are people who turn into God. They become demigods Because God helped them. What killed, finished Lucifer was pride. What finished Nebuchadnezzar was pride. What killed Herod was pride. Calm down. Calm down. Guy, too much. I'm not talking about looking good and sharp and smart and decent. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about moving with a shoulder like a peacock. I'm talking about looking down on everybody, talking down on everybody, and giving yourself an exaggerated estimation of yourself. You have exaggerated your importance. We know you are important, but you are exaggerating it. When you can let God know, anywhere you take me to, don't be afraid. Everybody who cares to know will know that you are the one who took me there. I won't point to my own qualification. I won't point to my wisdom or my beauty. I won't even point to my prayer life. I won't say it was my fasting who did it. I will say, Lord, you did it. Stand up on your feet. There are people, God can't move them anywhere. Because he knows what they will turn into. And there are those, God has moved them to a point. But he said, leave them there. Leave them there. Leave them. And you know that adversity hardly reveals character. You don't really know who a person is when he doesn't have money, when he has challenge. Adversity most times imparts humility. Say, good morning, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, sir. Wait until money comes small. Wait until position comes. Wait until influence starts coming. That is when you will know the real person. I thought you are humble. Humble like how? Are we not friends? Mind yourself. I have to choose who my friend is. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are many people we can predict how they can behave now, but we can't predict later. There are people, the only thing you need to do them is to appreciate them small. It enters the head. And anything you are that people appreciate you, oh, you are so fine, oh, you are so this and that. Go before God and return all of it as frequently as possible. Under pastors in ministry, there are many times members push people into visions that is not from God. Oh, you are powerful. You know how to preach. Oh, we can assist you. Is it not money to rent a hall? Before you know it, it's like a bird that is out of its nest. Wind blow. Somebody say aloud, amen. If you don't forget where God brought you from, then you will not forfeit where he's taking you to. Many people don't remember. Some of our people traveled to the UK this weekend. They have never traveled before. And got them visa, got them applied for them. And they got visa one chance with them. I mean, just once. And traveled. Traveled, our people were there to receive them at the airport and all of that and all of that and all of that. And he said, oh, they treated us so well, this and that and that. And I said to them, I said, I'm sure you know the reason for the treatment. Say yes. Say, don't ever forget it. One said, nobody from his lineage has ever branched near Oiboland. Every time you see anything good in your life, just realize there is one who did it. Because out of man, only bad can come out. That's the normal flesh of human beings. Just that palpable, tangible, feelable death to self. Humility. Glory to God. Unassuming life and existence. Once you can present that before God, and God can give you 1 billion, and he won't lose you to hell. To hell because of pride. God will not give you big position, maybe over a country or something. And then you become too big for the God who placed you there. If God can be sure of that, I can assure you, there is no limit. They say the sky is the limit. Sky can never be the limit. Sky can be the starting point. But the limit, nobody can see it. You are going places. You are going places. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration, give him the worship. Oh. Mahashato kolabayadada. Leperete sikalada yadura hasata lalala. Leperata setorete pita shoteli feridigala yadu satalabayadada husala. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your hands and pray this prayer. We're going to turn those points into prayers. 7 of those prayer points. Number 1, and say after me. Say, Father.
Father.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Never to compromise,
never to compromise
with the devil.
With the devil.
Help me, Lord,
help me, Lord,
to belong
to
this kingdom of light,
kingdom of life,
in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, give me the grace to avoid the unfruitful works of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, give me access to the light of your word. In the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to see wondrous things out of your book. Say again, say, Father, I receive the grace for prayer and supplication. I receive the mantle of supplication and intercession in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, help me to exist as a kingdom servant. Help me, Lord, to be committed to soul winning in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, help me to hear what you are saying. Help me to hear and obey divine instruction in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, help me to live the life of death to self, to give you your glory all the time. Deliver me, Lord, from pride, from arrogance. John chapter 12, verse 23 and 24. You can put it as that reference. At this point, I believe there are people who, a major focus of your fasting, this is, Lord, crush the self in me. Crush every iota of arrogance or pride. Crush it. Crush it. Now, so say, Father,
Father,
I receive.
The grace
to live the life of humility and death to self. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. of Jesus. Number two, lift your voice and your hands and say, Father, help me, Lord, to fulfill your expectations for my life this year. Help me, Lord, to become everything you have prophesied about my life this year. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Finally say, Father, deliver me from every pitfall, every obstacle, every satanic limitation that may hinder the full manifestation of your purpose for my life this year. Deliver me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. This shall be the best year of your life so far. And before January goes far, your expectations must come to pass. We'll have expectation forms for us shortly. Anything after coming Sunday, because by Monday the 9th, we start the 21-day fast. And most of the events and activities of the church will fully, but we're having the midweek service this Wednesday. Of course, we don't want that to go far for the preservation for the year. Preservation service and communion of escape for 2023, this Wednesday. We will have that one. And then home church by Saturday, Thanksgiving, appreciations and returning. We don't want to wait for the year to go too far. We can start with appreciating God for the year, beginning of the year. As many as are back, hosts and leaders that are back, will have that done this weekend, and then full blast upper weekend. But this weekend, the home church will hold. The only thing that, and then coming Sunday, we'll still have one service, but this time is 8 a.m. After that, we can then talk of returning to two services as people have returned from home. Now, the early will I seek you, and healing and deliverance service will also commence as the fast commences. Somebody say a loud amen. So that we can take the time out to properly plan for the year and also settle in for the year that is starting. But I believe in the name that is above every name, the expectations that you will be writing on these expectation forms, this month will not go far until they are realized. One by one by one. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands everywhere. Anywhere you are this morning. Right here in this sanctuary. Viewing all across the nation and the nations of the earth. All the way to Birmingham, to everywhere. You are saying, Pastor, I need my life. I need to give my life to Jesus. I want to surrender myself to you. I want today to mark a new day in my life. I want to be forgiven of my sins before we take the first communion of the year. Anywhere you are, you place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, Pray the prayer and mean it and pray it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.